And a good Monday. Welcome into Tiger Talk. I'm live at the Golden Q in Hayes. We'll have Coach Tony Hobson and Coach Mark Johnson joining us on a special game day edition of Tiger Talk. Tiger women in action tonight. They've got a makeup game with Missouri Western from back in January. They'll make that one up tonight at 5:30 and then get ready to hit the road for a couple of games in Oklahoma. Key stretch here for Fort A State, kind of the middle game of a stretch of five games in 10 days. As Fort A State tries to keep the pressure on and try to get themselves an MIAA championship. Again, we're live at the Golden Q, two blocks east of campus. If the game's on, they're open. We are joined by women's coach Tony Hobson. A couple of nice wins over the weekend as the Tigers knocked off Newman on Thursday, and then a good win over a good Central Oklahoma team on Saturday. They've run their winning streak to 8. I guess congratulations. Played well, took care of business against a pesky Newman squad, and then obviously Central Oklahoma have been playing really well, and after both teams kind of got off to a slow start offensively, you really found your groove, and that was just a nice solid win here to continue that winning streak.
Yeah, I thought, Newman kind of proved that, they were in the game with Kearney right up. I think they were down 5 going into the fourth quarter and then had a few things happen in the fourth quarter where it kind of stretched out. But they can be problematic to play sometimes. And I think our team was maybe looking a little bit forward to Saturday. I didn't think our energy was good Thursday. And I think we were still coming down from a little bit of a great week before. Beating Kearney twice, but still we did what we had to do, and I thought did enough good things, and I liked what our bench did, and still had a fairly comfortable win on Thursday. Saturday's game was we had to deal with a little adversity there. Second quarter when we played so well offensively, we didn't have Whitney Randall in the game. With two fouls, and Sydney Bergman goes. We had to take. She's in concussion protocol, and she won't play tonight. Hopefully, we'll have her back by Thursday's game, but we're not even sure on that yet. So, we're playing without two key starters, and our bench really grew. Jesse. Maddie, I thought played well. I thought Lauren had some good minutes, and then Katie Wagner did her usual thing off the bench with a bunch of rebounds. So had a great second quarter, and that was kind of the game. Otherwise, about every quarter was pretty even. So just like the way we tended to business, that was a big game. Central Oklahoma came in here pretty hot and had won some tough games. Central Missouri and. They'd been playing well, and they're obviously talented, and you just have to keep them down a little bit, or they can really get going.
Thursday, and it's human nature. I'm sure the team didn't overlook Newman, but it's just you come off the wins you've been on a roll. I mean, it's bound to happen. You're not going to have your best game. I mean, you play this year a 22-game schedule. You're not going to be on your A game all 22. But the good teams and even the great teams, they figure out a way to still get wins and get the job done, and I think that's what your team did. Was it their best? No, but you look up, you win the game by 18 points. They still did what they had to do and just found a way to grind it out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't put your finger on it, and you don't want to, you don't want to cry wolf as a coach every game and talk about if you're not absolutely on top of everything, playing 100%, you have no chance of winning, and then you win by 30 and your players start not believing you. And I just usually am truthful with them. And, Thursday's game's a game where we're at home against a team we already beat, and we should beat them. We just need to show up and play hard. And I thought the kids tried. It isn't that. It's just like you said, sometimes things don't go perfectly. We didn't shoot the ball very well, and it always looks really nice and pretty when the ball goes in, and it just isn't always going to do that. So we got off to a slow start against their zone, missed some open looks, and And then you start pressing a little bit, and sometimes people try to do too much, and it just doesn't work very well.
Well, Saturday, obviously, and we talked about it, a big-time matchup, Central Oklahoma. Even going into that one, probably out of the running for the conference championship, is going to take some pretty special and crazy things to happen, but still trying to get a first-round home game in the conference tournament. And you played exceptionally well down at their place when you met them earlier in the year, and you knew it was going to be a different type story. They're just too talented. And that second quarter, I mean, you mentioned the adversity, but that was probably offensively, I'm trying to think back throughout the course of the year, and you've had some pretty good runs. That was right up there with any of them. You guys were clicking on all cylinders, regardless of who was in the ballgame.
Well, exactly. And against a good team, I can't think of a better quarter, and not just on the offensive end. I mean, defensively, we were good. And they did have, you know, their big kid only played a few minutes that second quarter because she had fouls also. So that was a help. But, you know, we gave up 3 points right there at the end of the half. We fouled them on 98 feet from the basket, and they made one and then got the rebound and scored. Mm-hmm. So 8 of their points happened there. We basically kind of, I guess they could have scored that possession anyway, but we kind of gifted that to them. So our defense was really was excellent, but offensively they were pressuring a lot. And I just thought we found the open man. We found people under the basket open. We were really active. Liv got a couple baskets easy under there, and so did Katie. Our guards found them well. And their whole strategy was they were going to just kind of face guard and shadow Jaden, make sure she didn't get open looks, or if she did, she really had to work for them. Same with Whitney. They were just really up on them. And Jaden only had 11. I say only 11. She had 11 points, but I think 9 of them might have been, or at least 7, that second quarter, mm-hmm. when we didn't have, you know, Whitney in there, which is, you know, she's one of our leading scorers, and Sydney Bergman's probably our third leading scorer. So she kind of gives us what we need. She knew we needed maybe a little more offensive output, so she looked to attack the basket. When they stopped her, then we seemed to get other good looks.
This is a big game for your freshmen, and obviously the post matchup with Johnson and Hollenbeck. But Olivia goes for 18. You get 12 from Salek, also pulled down 7 boards. And then Katie Wagner scores 8. Those three combine for over half of your scoring. So pretty exciting to see the freshmen step up, and especially the bigs. I mean, obviously this was a challenging game because UCO's got one of the premier post players in the conference in the region, and obviously they met the challenge. I thought that they played really, really well.
Well, they did, and you go back even to last week when they were playing against Carlson from Kearney, probably the two best post players in the conference. Mm-hmm. The last couple years, really. So there was a challenge there for them. And I thought, you know, one thing I kind of just like to watch is whether they're scared or not, you know, whether they go into the game and they're actually like, wow, I just don't want to do this because she's good. And I'm, you know, and I saw just zero of that. It's more like, you know, Olivia's starting, so she's like really, she's jacked. She's ready to go. She wants to play against kids like that. And Jessie really doesn't have any back down in her either. And I just liked how they kind of rose to the occasion. And I've had players in the past that they're really good when they're playing against somebody that they can handle, and maybe physically or just way past them in the skill level. But when you're up against somebody that of equal size and more experience, and then you still go at them, that tells me a lot about them, that they're just competitors. And, you know, we have a team full of competitors, mm-hmm. and they just want to play the best and beat the best. And, And that's what you need to have a good team.
Live at the Golden Q today, it's Tiger Tuck with women's coach Tony Hopson. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get a preview of tonight's matchup. Missouri Western comes to town for a makeup game. We'll do that when we return to Tiger Tuck here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction. Back on Tiger Talk, we are live at the Golden Q today as we get ready for Fort Hays State women's basketball tonight. The Tigers and Missouri Western going at it. First, got to tell you about the new poutine burger here at the Golden Q. 6 ounce beef patty, sesame seed bun, 7 ounce crinkle fries, mushroom gravy, and white cheddar cheese curd. It's the new burger here at the Golden Q, 2 blocks east of campus. A busy stretch, and we kind of talked after the game. This will be the middle game. You're playing 5 and 10 days, and you get into February, and you get a big win, and the next game's big. And even though Western's got 3 wins, it counts the same. If you can beat them tonight, you'll be dead even in the win column as well with Kearney and Central Missouri, and should set up a fun final stretch run. But every game equally important, regardless of how many W's your opponent has in their win column.
Well, that's exactly right, and you just can't take anybody lightly because this game is fickle. And the basketball gods do not reward you if you aren't ready to play. Just any given night, somebody shows up and has 2 or 3 kids have career nights and they're hot and you're not ready to play and get off to a bad start. And all of a sudden they're playing better than they really are. And momentum's a tough thing to overcome. So we have to just focus on playing our game and just being ready to play. We just go into each game with the idea that we want to try to come out of the game better as a team than we were when we started the game. It doesn't always happen that way, but you just have to try to keep improving. And there's some things you can always work on no matter who you're playing. So that's what we're looking at this game as is, yes, on paper, we should win. But, you know, there's a lot of things on paper that don't happen. So we want to be ready to go and have a good game tonight.
Maybe a quick scattering report. I know they're young. They second year head coach. They lost some players from last season's team. What for the Tiger folks to look for tonight with Missouri Western?
Well, they do. They play some young kids, and they had one of their best players opt out early on because of the COVID scare, and so that hurt them. But they play extremely hard, and they're long. They play a zone defense. It's kind of goofy. They play a 1-3-1. They play a 2-3. They have full court use zone. They're trying a lot of different things. I think they lead the league in offensive rebounds.
They do.
So the ball goes up, and it's like they just all fly to the boards. So they do pose some problems and some challenges for us to be prepared for. And you know, they're playing on short rest too, just like we are. But we just have to, it's a little different look, little zone attack, like we saw Thursday and weren't very effective against. So we just have to try to be better tonight.
All right. Sounds good. Should be fun. Tigers and Griffins, 5:30 out of Gross Coliseum. Coach, we appreciate you so much for joining us on a game day, and we'll talk to you tonight at Gross Coliseum.
Okay, thanks, Gerard.
Here you go. That's head coach Tony Hopson of the Fort Hays State women. Again, they are in action tonight, 5:30, taking on the Griffins of Missouri Western. We'll be on the air at 5:05 with the Auto World pregame show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with men's coach Mark Johnson as Tiger Talk continues here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction. That was some of the action from Thursday. The Tigers, a couple of nail-biters this week, knocked off Newman Thursday, 69-64, then beat UCO 84-82 as they continue to make their push to try to get into the conference tournament. Welcome back to Tiger Talk, fly from the Golden Q, where their new Thursday special is the Cuban sandwich. Their house-smoked pulled pork, sliced ham, Dijon mustard, pickles, and Swiss cheese on a ciabatta bun served with fries and tots for $9.49. That is the Cuban sandwich, the Thursday special. Of course, today's Monday burger is the grilled cheeseburger. as well, a Monday tradition here at the Golden Q. In fact, your Monday's planned for you, Fort A State Women's Basketball, 5:30 after the game. Swing on by. You can have your post-game meal and be ready for Big Monday, KU and Oklahoma State. They have over 35 TVs here. So at the Golden Q, if the game's on, they're open. Joined now by men's coach Mark Johnson. Two really big and nice wins for the Tigers this week, and we kind of touched on it, I think, a couple of weeks ago, going into Thursday's game, or I should say last Saturday's game when you had Nebraska Kearney. It was a big three-game stretch for your team, and they took care of business, got three wins, and you're still right there breathing, trying to get into the conference tournament.
Yeah, well, like we said, we had to win these three games, and, you know, in this league, if you want to have success, you got to win your close games. And this past week, we were – yeah, I think we might have been down with 5 minutes to go in both games, mm-hmm. and found a way to win. And that's what you got to do if you're going to win this league's, like we talked about. We know the competition level. I mean, Central Oklahoma is 8-6. Boy, they got a lot of talent for an 8-6 team, you know. And so you got to win your close games, and we were able to pull that off. And now this, you know, makes this coming week just that much important, because now we're still giving ourselves a chance. And like you said, you're hoping as your season goes on, each week at the end of the year becomes more important because you've had success the week before.
I don't know what it is about Newman, but it seems like whenever you guys play, regardless of good, bad, however each team is, it seems like it comes down to the wire. I mean, you kind of pulled away at their place last year. It was a close game. It took overtime the first time this season. And then, as you said, you had a little 7-0 run there. We heard that highlight from Alvin Thompson, put you up by three, and you hold on to win the game by five. But it seems like, for whatever reason, when you and the Jets get together, it comes down to the wire.
Yeah, you know, they're not playing as fast, you know, under RJ as they did with Potter. So, I mean, they slowed the game down a little bit and ran a lot of sets. Made, you know, their Ian Lee kid and the number 24, the Helfer kid, we didn't have answers for them. They played really at a high level. We actually did an okay job on Bunn, and I thought we did a pretty decent job on the Boyce kid. We just let some of those other guys get loose. And then, you know, we really have been struggling to shoot the ball. You know, we had a good shooting game against Kearney, and then just had a couple individuals didn't shoot it quite as well against Newman, which just made it hard for us to, mm-hmm. to be able to pull away. And it was just one of those grinded out games.
Another big day from Jared Vitstam, 25 points, 9 of 15 shooting, a dozen rebounds. It seems like we talk about him every week, but it's just been fun to watch him and really just his progression and his development from where he started as a redshirt freshman and just continuing to get better each and every year. Now he's on the cusp of becoming a 1,000-point scorer, one of would be 22 in Fort A State program history.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of credit goes to him. He's made himself a player. You know, we've talked about it. In here all the time, working on his shot and being able to shoot the ball. He's been in the weight room a lot throughout his career and changed his body, improved his athleticism. You know, he's a competitive person. He wants to do well. And, you know, I think he also, what helped him too was just getting to play as a young person. It seems like if you really look at the guys that have had success, they've gotten to play when they were young. And hopefully the guys that are playing young right now for us will benefit from that. And Jared, quite frankly, benefited. That was a weak position when he was in his younger days. If we had probably a more experienced guy or a little more talent at that level, maybe he wouldn't have got the minutes as a redshirt freshman and sophomore that he did, that in the long run really benefited him and benefited us. And I mean, he deserves, you know, all the success he's getting right now. He's put a lot of work into it.
How much has getting Gabe Pischel back? We saw Nige play, got his first action, and then rolls his ankle. As you said, he can't buy a break right now. But just getting them back, obviously what they lend you, but just adding more depth. I mean, it just seems like just two more guys in the rotation, even if it's for not as much time as they might play next year, has made a big difference here for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's – like I said, the depth's big one. Just – it really factors in two equations. One, if those guys are having a struggle, like I thought Caleb was struggling a little bit coming out of the second half on Saturday, we were able to get him out of the game and let him regroup, and then he had an unbelievable finish. He made big plays to end that game for us. It was really big. A couple finishes at the rim, a couple assists, he had a big three. You know, where before those guys were here, we didn't have that luxury. He had to, you know, play through it. I think fatigue. Now we get in these close games to end the game, we have fresher bodies instead of just Jared being exhausted because we really can't take him out. you know, Caleb, Quentin, all those, everybody was tired. You know what I mean? And now I think we can put more fresh bodies out there and continue to play. I thought Alvin had a great, you know, I thought one of the biggest things with Alvin at the Central Oklahoma game is he really started pressuring the ball at the end of the game. Well, you know, a month ago he couldn't do that because by that time of the game he's been playing so much. He's tired. We were able to sit him. I think he only played 26, which 24. I don't remember what it was, but I mean, when we say only, because all those guys were playing 36 or more, it seems like, you know, earlier in the year. And just, you know, Jordan's emergence is another guy that's improved our depth. You know, Jordan Ginney, I think a thing our team struggles at times right now is shooting the ball. I think, you know, him and Quentin are kind of our best options, and he hit three big threes that we needed against Central Oklahoma. So, yeah, just having those guys, you know, they all bring, you know, Gabe brings, like I said, calming, move the ball. He's a really good defender. People don't notice, like I said, you don't notice that, but that him and we get him and B out there. That's two guys guarding at a pretty high level. You know, I think Nige does some of the things as far as a calming influence, take care of the ball, solid play when he can get in the game. So, you know, this week it's going to be really important. We play three games in 4 days. I mean, we're lucky we have to have those guys because we're going to have to play more guys than we probably normally would just because of, you know, how quickly we're going to be playing.
Well, Tigers get two big wins. Does set up a big road trip coming up starting Wednesday. They'll be in Edmond for a rematch with Central Oklahoma. We'll talk about the game on Saturday, take a look forward to the rematch on Wednesday and the road trip straight ahead as the Tigers try to push themselves into the conference tournament. We're live at the Golden Q over 35 TV, so you'll never miss the big game. That's why they always say if the game's on, they're open. It's the Golden Q, two blocks east of campus in Hayes. We'll take a break. More from Tiger men's coach Mark Johnson as Tiger Talk continues here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction. And that was some of the action from Saturday. Tigers knock off the Central Oklahoma Broncos 84-82. Welcome back to Tiger Talk. Gerard Welbrock. I'm at the Golden Q. Coach Johnson with us remotely for the program as Fort A State gets set for a big three-game swing through Oklahoma. That was a key stretch, I thought, Saturday. They start the second half on an 8-0 run. They go up 9, and, boy, you could feel it was maybe starting to get away, but you come right back, a 9-2 run. Jared hit a couple of baskets in there. That three got you to within 2, and I think they pushed it to 5 a couple of times, but it was really kind of back and forth from that point on, and you found a way to eke out the 4-point or 2-point victory.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they got all the pieces. I mean, the big kid inside, I mean, I didn't think there'd be a kid. He's awfully close to Cam Martin down low. Now, Cam can step out and shoot threes, but there's not a whole lot of difference. That guy's, you know, what I thought Missouri Western defensively had a couple big guys down there, and yesterday, he just wore them out too. I mean, that guy's a player. And then you look at how well they shoot the ball. You know, their point guard I've never seen a kid, I think his shooting percentage after this week, you include their game yesterday, I want to say the guy's like 19 of 25 from 3 or 24. It's just incredible. So they shoot the ball well, they can drive the ball, they're physical, they're athletic. And, yeah, I mean, you can't let them get away from you. And I thought we came out second half, they scored right away, we couldn't answer. And you had to – this is a game against those guys. You know, we gave up 82 points, which sounds like a lot, but I think we guarded really well. But with them, you have to score because you're not going to hold them in the 60s like we did Newman. So it was important. We had a stretch there where we made some shots to get us back in the game because, you know, one of those, you slow them down in spurts but not for the whole game, and you got to have the ability to keep scoring to keep up.
Quentin Rock, good to see him have a big game. And 23 points, he hit 5 of 10 threes. You shot 40% from 3, so you kind of got back to where you were before this little slump. But 5 assists, no turnovers for him. Caleb had 4 assists, no turnovers. He only had 3 in the game. I know they didn't pressure a ton, but still really protected the basketball, which was huge in a game like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we got to do. You know, second semester, we've just turned it over too much and haven't shot the ball well enough. You know what I mean? And, you know, you make shots and you value the ball and you get more shots off. And as well as they scored against us, you know, think about if we would have had all the turnovers and they go down and get 8 to 10 more points off our in transition that we can't stop them off our turnovers. So, I mean, that was a big key. And, he's got to continue to do better with that as we close out the season. And, you know, hopefully those guys can do that.
You touched on Isaiah Wade. I mean, that he played about 31 minutes, 25 and 10. He had another double-double yesterday, and you could tell out there. I mean, he's a different breed of player. Sounds crazy, 25 and 10. I mean, it seems like he could do that every night. Felt you guys did a decent job. I mean, he's just one of those guys. He's going to get his points, it seems like. But he's as good as there is out there. And he's just a load for whoever you put on him.
Yeah. You know, actually, I was talked to Colorado's assistant today this morning on a different matter, and I was just talking about him playing at Washington State. And he's like, the only thing he played and all, it wasn't like he never got in at Washington State. He played just the biggest at their level. He just needed to be 2 inches taller. You're like, you know, if he was 2 inches taller, he'd be getting done, you know, but he's only 6'7". Well, at our level, a 6'7" center is still, you know, he's just a different level, you know, athlete, body type, ability to react to a ball, physicality, than you normally see. You know, him and Cam Martin are two of those guys you just don't normally see at this level. Cam even more so because he's 6'9". Like I said, if Isaiah Wade was 6'9", he'd still be at Washington State for sure. But, yeah, tough matchup, and I thought we did a good job. We kind of waited, again, kind of like Cam Martin a year ago. You can't put these double teams on them right away because then they get confident and comfortable, and the way they shoot the ball, they're going to start picking you apart. I mean, we just hung on just long enough. You know, I mean, we just got to, like I tell our guys, you got to hang around, then we can put something like that on them and hope let it be a difference in the game, you know. And it was getting close where we weren't going to be able to hang around, but our guys did a good enough job to put us in that spot where I thought we were able to take him away late by our going baseline low, double teaming him and forcing him to get rid of the ball.
You mentioned their guard, Calvin Hayden. He was 3 for 3 against you. I don't know the numbers, but it is like 70%+ from three, which is absolutely ridiculous.
He was 3 for 3. I think he was 12 of 17 going in the game. Then after us, he's 15 of 20. And then he went to Western and scored 24 points and didn't miss a shot yesterday. So I haven't looked at the stat, but that's just phenomenal shooting. And obviously the Wells kid and the Caravan kid. I thought where we really did a good job was the Givens kid's a good player too. And B just did a great job on him. You know, like I said, B comes sometimes and you try to tell him, you know, after games, you know, understand the value and the importance you have on our team. You know, I mean, you're not going to get the recognition, you know, you're not going to get the stats like some of the other guys get, but you're our best defender, your most, you know, active player we have on our team. And you have to have that. If we don't have you, then we don't win these games, even though statistically it may not show up. And he needs to appreciate that about himself, you know, and understand how important it is. And continue to do that because I thought, like I said, him slowing down. I think the Givens kid had 6 points or didn't. He was really a non-factor.
4 points.
Yeah, he was a non-factor, and that guy's one of the. You know, he's that third guy, and you got to take away that third guy for them if you can.
Well, we're going to take another quick break. We'll preview Central Oklahoma and also the rest of the road trip. Rogers State, Northeastern State, Tigers swing through Oklahoma here to close out this busy, busy stretch. We'll do that when we return. Our final segment coming up next. It's Tiger Talk here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction. Go on to build a 4-point lead, win it by 2. That was a big shot, and he was so wide open. The defense kind of shifted. Sometimes those are almost more difficult than others, but give him credit. He had the hot hand. That was a big-time basket for the freshman.
You know, it really was. He almost had to take his time to shoot it because he's so open. And I agree. Those are sometimes harder to make, you know, because you know how open you are. It doesn't become a reactionary play anymore. It's like, you know what's happening. And yeah, that was a big play. And then obviously the Alvin, you know, the no, yes, yes, yes layup at the end of the, you know, to put us up 4 with what, 27 seconds to go. I mean, those are really obviously the two shots that won us the game at the end, you know, Quentin's 3 and then Alvin's transition layup, kind of, you know, that's what won us the game.
And now you turn right back around and get to play them again. It's always interesting. You know, they had the game in between, which you look at the numbers in that one. Western hits 27 free throws and 17 threes and yet still loses on their home floor to UCO. But to turn back around, play them again, I mean, obviously they're going to be ready for you. But, boy, looking again, for whatever reason, you and UCO seem to come down to the final possession or two every time you go at it.
You know, really, for the most part, it has. I mean, what, last year was an overtime game at third place, and every time we've gone down there, for the most part, they've been close games, and let's hope that happens again, because I think if it's not a close game, we're probably not winning, you know. So, But yeah, it'll be a difficult. They're so talented. Like I said, offensively, they're so good. I mean, we're going to have to continue against them to do the same thing. I mean, we're going to have to guard as well as we did this time and continue to make shots, take care of the basketball, do the things necessary. It's a big week for our guys. We have to win some games here. You know, the way our conference is going right now, I mean, I would have never thought to get in the conference tournament, you'd have to be 11 wins or more. And I think that's unquestioned. 11 is minimum, and 11 is probably going to get you in a tiebreaker if you get there, and who knows what happens there. So if we want to get to 11, I mean, we have to have some success on this road trip. I mean, we have 7 wins. You know, after we get back, we have 3 straight home. You know, your last game at Northwest Missouri, boy, you'd hate to be put in that situation. I mean, you are, but you really feel like you need to take care of it and get it done before you go there. And so we need to win some games. And 2 of these teams, you know, I say that, I think Central Oklahoma, you look at their schedule, they have a few more games left than the rest of us. I think they're going to be there with no problem. Now, obviously, it would help. We need to beat them to get us closer to that 11-12 mark. The next game against Rogers is really a team we're competing to get into the tournament, and we already beat them once. So, you know, if you can get them, sweep them, you own the tiebreaker. It hurts them again. They're down to maybe 6 games or something left. So they're if we could beat them, then they're down to 5, and you own the tiebreak. You know, so this is a big week for us. And then that Northeastern, they're struggling. They're coming out of COVID, but boy, I don't know if we've ever played 3 games in 4 days and yeah. being down on the road the whole time. This is a first for us with COVID. I mean, no excuses, but that's going to make that a challenging game. And but we got to push through if we want to play in the conference tournament. Got to win some games here.
Well, should be a fun one. Gets underway on Wednesday in Edmond. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll see you there.
All right, thanks, Rick.
That's Mark Johnson, coach of the Fort Hays State Tigers. And that's going to wrap it up for Tiger Talk. Certainly hope you enjoyed it. Again, join us tonight, Tiger Women's Basketball, 5:30 at the Coliseum. And the program brought to you by these premier Tiger sponsors, the Taco Shop. You've never had it so good. Golden Bell Bank of Hays and Ellis, banking one story at a time. BTI, your area John Deere dealer, and G&L Tire and Automotive on the bricks in downtown Hays. And, of course, the Golden Q, 2 blocks east of campus, the Golden Q, if the game's on, they're open. For Mark Johnson, Tony Hobson, this is Gerard Welbrock. So long, everyone.